外困他之音，服务各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。是2019年6月25日星期二，我们今天又非常的荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的 Peter Rush 法布为我们讲述今天的关于失而复发消时光的早课，敬请聆听。 Hare Krishna。
Shukrasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Namne。So we are speaking on pastimes of Srila Prabhupada.
所以我们呢在讲述关于 Srila Prabhupada 的逍遥时光。
And we're reading just short stories and short quotes from different devotees.
我们在阅读关于奉献者们所讲的关于 Srila Prabhupada 的一些小故事。
So these are a collection of different sayings that Srila Prabhupada had about management.
那么现在呢我们要给大家讲的呢是Srila Prabhupada关于管理所讲述的一系列的话语。
Srila Prabhupada advised that those who are leaders in ISKCON have to know how to bend men without breaking them or making them angry.
Those people who are the leaders in the ISKCON, they need to know what?
Then they need to learn how to bend people without breaking them. Means bending somebody means getting them to do something.
Oh, okay, got it.
But without breaking them, that means without、
yes.
making them stop doing it or without making them angry.
Yes. Srila Prabhupada 说呢，就是作为 ISKCON 的这些领导们，他们应该非常精于的去知道怎么能够让大家做事情，但是呢。与此同时呢又不会让大家觉得太累，然后从而呢就停止了，不再去做了。
He said, because after all, it is voluntary service.
他说因为终究来说呢这些都是自愿自发的服务。
Just like in a business, somebody may force somebody to do something because they're getting paid. But in ISKCON, you have to get people to do things. You have to get people who are not getting paid do something.With great happiness.
那比如说我们在这个生意场上的时候呢我们是要强迫人家做事情，但是强迫人家同时呢还要给人家付工资。可是在业务呢是我们要学会如何在不给人家付钱但是又让人家开开心心欢天喜地的做事情。
George Harrison once said, in the future, ISKCON will be so large,that it will require executive management, like, you know, big corporate management.
像 George Harrison 他就讲到了，他说 ISKCON 将来以后就会发展的特别的大，导致了就需要有这种高层的行政的管理才可以，就像是这个大的公司里面的这样的管理。
And Srila Prabhupada replied, I have divided the world into different zones and given them in each zone a representative.
然后 Srila Prabhupada 的回答就是那我要把这个世界呢给分成不同的区域。
And as the leaders maintain the spiritual principles, Krishna will help them.
那么作为那些去维系着灵性的原则的这些领导们那 Krishna 会帮助他们的。
Okay. A disciple with management responsibilities approached Srila Prabhupada and expressed his desire to leave India. In other words, he was managing in India and he said, Prabhupada, I don't want to stay here anymore, I want to go.
Yeah. 那 Srila Prabhupada 有一个门徒呢他是在印度负责着一些管理的工作然后他就来到了 Srila Prabhupada 的面前对 Krishna, 对 Srila Prabhupada 就表示了他不想再在印度待着的这种愿望，他现在就想离开了。
So the Prabhupada asked him to stay, but the devotee was determined to leave, and ultimately, Srila Prabhupada agreed.
那么 Srila Prabhupada 呢，希望这位奉献者能够留下来，但是这位奉献者呢，他非常的坚决的想要离开。那么最终呢 ，Srila Prabhupada 就同意了。
But at one point, Srila Prabhupada said, "You."Speaking to a devotee, you can renounce management, but I cannot. I have to stay and manage.
那十二号报对这位奉献者说：“说你可以放弃管理，但是我不行，我还必须得留下来，然后必须接着管理。
Another section. On a visit to Boston, Srila Prabhupada had a meeting with the devotees.
那么下面一部分呢，就是有一次在波士顿的这个拜访的时候呢，十二号报他就见了一些奉献者们。
One devotee complained that he had so many duties in the temple, that he couldn't do all of them and at the same time also do the BBT service. He had so many services and it was difficult to manage everything.
就有一位奉献者，他就开始抱怨说，他在这个庙里面的这些服务所负责的事情实在是太多了，而且呢，他还得负责这个 BBT 的这些服务，然后他觉得太多了，以至于他根本就不可能同时去管理所有的这些事情。
Then Srila Prabhupada said, real management means to learn how to delegate to others.
那么，舍尔帕帕说，真正的管理呢，是学到如何去让别人一起来干活。
You have so many responsible devotees here, you can delegate service to them.
那你有这么多的负责任的这些奉献者们，你可以把这些服务都给他们做呀。
Okay, next story. While walking in Mayapur one morning, Srila Prabhupada began complimenting Bhavananda.
那下面一个故事了，就有一次呢，在 Mayapur 在走路的这个过程中呢，舍尔帕帕他突然就开始表扬 Bhavananda Prabhu。
You may remember that Bhavananda and Jayapataka Maharaj, they were the two managers of Mayapur.
那么大家应该都记得 Bhavananda Prabhu 还有 Jayapataka Maharaj， 他们是 Mayapur 的两位主要的管理者。
And Srila Prabhupada turned to him and said, you are a good manager because you keep everything very clean.
然后Srila Prabhupada就转向 Bhavananda Prabhu 说，你是一个非常好的一个管理者，因为你把所有的这些事情都安排得非常的洁净。
He said, if you can keep everything very clean, then you are a good manager.
他说，如果你要是能够把所有的事情都保持得很洁净的话，那么你就是一个很好的管理者。
He said, that's all there is. That's all you have to do. As they walked up the stairs to the building, Srila Prabhupada could see everything was very shiny and clean.
And
the walls, the picture on the walls, the marble floor, everything was very clean.
比如说墙啊，还有墙上挂的这些图片呢，还有大理石的地板呢，所有都非常的洁净。
Then when they went onto the roof, however, Srila Prabhupada found a piece of paper and some dust in the corner, and he began to criticize everybody for neglect.
然后呢，后来他们又到了这个楼的这个天台上，然后十二爸爸呢，不知道怎么着就看见了一个小纸屑，然后还在这个角落里面看到了一些灰尘，然后十二爸爸他就开始就指责所有的人，刚说你们为什么这么不小心。
Another time in India, Srila Prabhupada was in his room and with his senior disciples, Bhagavan, Brahmananda, and Giriraj.
还有一次呢，舍尔帕帕在这个 Mayapur 的这个房间里面呢，和一些年长的门徒在一起。这些年长的门徒包括 Brahmananda Maharaj， 还有Giriraj Maharaj 和 Bhagavan Maharaj。
Yeah, you are the future and hope of the world," said Srila Prabhupada.
舍尔帕帕说：“你们都是世界明日的希望。”
And he began to instruct them about the importance of attentive management, being very attentive to all the management details.
然后呢，他就开始去训练他们，一定要非常的仔细的、认真的、专注的去从事这个管理的工作，而且要对所有的细节要非常的注意。
Then Srila Prabhupada gave an example. He said, "Just like your American Express Corporation," he said, "What have they done?"
American Express Corporation.
Yeah.
You mean,
you know, they have the credit card and travel checks and things.
Yeah. 那么 Sherpa 爸爸就说呢，就好像你们这个美国运通公司里面的这个管理一样，就他们都需要做些什么。
So do you know what a traveler check is? Traveler's checks? Nowadays nobody uses them, but in those days,
I do know traveler check, but it's very useless.
Yeah. So American Express is famous because they invented this traveler's check, you see?
Okay. 那么就这个美国运通公司呢，它是非常的著名的，原因就是因为它发明了旅行支票。
So Sherpa Prabhupada said, what have they done?
Sherpa Prabhupada 就说他们做了什么呢？
They've taken a piece of paper, and for those pieces of paper, you pay good money. But what have they done?
他们就拿这么一张纸，然后你就拿着这一张纸呢，就得付好多钱。所以他们做了什么呀？
Actually, they've done nothing. It's simply management.
所以他们其实根本什么也没做，只不过就是进行了一些管理。
You pay them some money, they give you a piece of paper,And if you lose that piece of paper, they say, all right, we'll give you another piece of paper.
Okay. 他说呢，这个，你给他们一些钱，然后呢，他们就会换回给你一张纸。那么如果你要是把这张纸丢了的话呢，他们就会说，那好吧，那我再给你一张纸。
It's organization. Simply from that management of giving you pieces of paper, they've made millions of dollars.
那么，所以呢，这就是一种组织。那么，就是通过这个给一张纸的这样的管理，使得他们就赚了好几百万美，好几百万的美金。
嗯。Okay, another one. In Calcutta, Abhi Ram Das was the temple president.
下面一个故事了，在加尔各答 ，Abhi Ram Das Prabhu 他是庙的庙长。
And he went to Srila Prabhupada to tell him he was having difficulty in his marriage.
然后他就跑到 Srila Prabhupada 的面前，对 Srila Prabhupada 说呢，他在婚姻上遇到了麻烦。
Srila Prabhupada asked him, what's the difficulty?
那 Srila Prabhupada 就问他，是什么麻烦呀？
And then he said, she says, I should be engaged in more pujari work and chanting rather than always being busy in management.
他说呢，就是我的妻子对我讲，说我呢应该现在从事的是 Pujari 的服务，而且呢应该有更多的时间去念诵，而不是一天到晚忙或者进行管理。
Srila Prabhupada replied.
Srila Prabhupada 回答说
，Anyone who talks like this is less intelligent.
任何一个以这样的理念去表述的人都没有智慧。
Management is a spiritual activity.
管理是灵性的活动。
Just like Arjuna was fighting.
那么就好像 Arjuna 他在打仗。
It was a spiritual activity.
那么这个打仗呢，作战它也是一个灵性的活动。
Because it was done under the direction of Krishna and for the pleasure of Krishna.
因为呢，这是在 Krishna 的指导之下做的，而且也是为了让 Krishna 开心才做的。
Okay, so now here we have a letter from Srila Prabhupada.And he says,
There
is no difference between chanting Hare Krishna or Sankirtan and doing work in Krishna consciousness.
在唱诵Hare Krishna 的圣名，或者是进行 Sankirtan 的这个活动，与为 Krishna 去从事服务之间没有任何的区别。就为 Krishna 的服务而工作之间没有任何的区别。
Of course, this is not very relevant for China because there's no temples to manage. But
那当然，这个对于中国来说呢，可能不是特别的相关，因为咱们中国现在目前为止没有这个要去管理的庙。
The devotees don't have to manage temples and devotees and so many things.
因为呢，因为现在没有奉献者，他需要去管理庙啊，或者去管理奉献者呀、啊、等等，和这个相关的一些事情。
Life is much easier for the devotees in China than it is for the devotees in the Western countries.
在中国的奉献者的日子要比在西方的在庙里面生活的奉献者的日子要好过得多。
He says, sometimes we have to do management office work, but Lord Chaitanya promises us that. In the Kali Yuga, this is required for carrying out the preaching work.
但是呢，我们有的时候呢，就得去从事一些和庙宇奉献者相关的这些管理活动。但是朱彩丹尼马哈巴布说呢，这个对于卡利年代来说呢，这是一个非常必要的要从事的活动。
And Lord Chaitanya gives his assurance that we'll not become entangled by such work. We'll not get, you know, we won't fall into Maya.
而且Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 向我们保证说，当我们去从事这些活动的时候呢，我们不会让自己纠结于其中，也不会让自己跌入在 Maya 的陷阱里面。
And when the service has to be done, then do it first and then chant.
当我们必须要去从事一些服务的时候，我们就先把服务做完了，然后再去念诵。
But you must chant at least 16 rounds every day.
但是呢，每天你都必须要至少念诵16圈。
And if necessary, sleep less, but you have to finish your 16 rounds every day.
如果要是有必要的话呢，那就少睡一点，但是每天必须要完成16圈。
Okay, so now we've got another one. Srila Prabhupada tells a story.
这我们现在呢又讲了另，我们现在讲另外一个Srila Prabhupada讲的故事。
So this story is about a Brahmana who lost his caste. So, because many people in India, you know, they're Brahmanas by what they call caste. You know, they're born into a family and then, you know, they're born in a Brahmana family, then they think that they're Brahmanas. So that's,This is a story about how somebody lost their caste.
Yeah. 那么在印度呢是有这种等级制度的，就是有人呢他可能会出生在婆罗门的这个家庭，然后他就会自称他是属于婆罗门这个阶层的。但是现在要讲的这个故事呢，就是讲了一个婆罗门他失去了他的婆罗门阶层。
In India, there's a custom that Hindus never take their meals in the home of a Muslim or a Christian or anyone who's not a Hindu Brahmana.
在印度呢就有这么一个习俗，就是作为一个婆罗门，他是不会在，就或者是一个这个印度教徒的人，他不会在穆斯林教徒的这个人的家里面去吃饭的。
So there was this one Brahmana, he was very hungry.
那有一个婆罗门他特别的饿。
And he went to somebody he didn't know very well and he asked him for some food.
所以他就去到了一个他不是特别的熟悉的人的家里面，并且呢跟他要点吃的。
So the man gave the Brahmana some food, but still, his hunger was not satisfied.
然后呢，这个人呢就给这人吃了一些东西，但是呢他依然还是很饿。
When the Brahmana asked the man for more food, the man said, "Sorry, but I don't have any more."
然后当这个婆罗门向这个人要更多的吃的时候，这人就说：“哎，对不起，我没有别的吃的了。”
Oh, the Brahmana was so disappointed. Then he said, "Excuse me, sir, which caste do you belong to?"
然后呢，这个婆罗门就很失望，然后就问他，哎，他说，抱歉，我得问您一下，您是属于哪个阶层的呀？
"I'm a Muslim," the man replied.
然后这人说，我是一个穆斯林。
Then the hungry man said, "Oh, I have lost my caste, and I'm still hungry."
然后这个特别饥饿的这人他就说，他说，哎呀。我把我的这个阶层给弄丢了，而且我依然还很饿。
You get the meaning of the story?
I don't really.
The man was a Brahmana. He was very attached to, you know, people are very attached to being a Brahmana.
Yeah.
So he ate his meal from a Muslim person.
Yeah.
But he didn't get enough to eat. So then he lamented and he said, "Oh no.I've eaten my food from a Muslim. I've lost my caste because, you know, Brahmanas shouldn't eat from a Muslim." He said, "And I'm still hungry, so my whole life is wasted."
Okay. Yeah, actually, the story itself is very clear. 刚才Prabhu 又讲了一遍这个故事哈，就是说这是一个非常非常依附于自己的这个阶层的这个婆罗门，然后呢，他又特别饿。然后他一特别饿呢，他就跑去要吃的，然后呢，就误和一个这个穆斯林那里就要来的这个吃的，但是呢，吃的还不够，所以他依然还很饿。所以呢，最后他发现了他吃的是穆斯林给他的这个食物之后呢，他就开始就悲伤起来了，就说完了，我这回鸡飞蛋打了，我把我的这个阶层也丢了，而且呢，我现在还依然特别的饿。
the point is, you know, some people are very caught up in the bodily concept of life.
Okay, 那么这个故事它的这个要点是什么呢？就是，讲的是这个非常的纠结于他自己的这个躯体化概念的这样的一种生命。
And they think that some material thing like this can destroy their prestige and their position.
嗯，然后他们就觉得一些物质的这个事情呢，实际上是会消灭掉他自己的一个所处在的。尊敬的位置的。
Okay, so these are some personal stories.
嗯，那么现在是给大家讲一些释迦牟尼佛个人的故事。
One devotee was shaving Srila Prabhupada's hair, and he noticed the devotee was keeping some little bits of his hair.
No, oh, okay. 那么，you mean The devotee keeps some hair for Srila Prabhupada on his head, or what?
No, he was shaving Srila Prabhupada's head.
Yes.
And he was keeping some of the hair that he was shaving.
Okay, got it. 那么就是这个故事呢是，这个奉献者是在给 Srila Prabhupada 剃头。那么 Srila Prabhupada 知道就这位给他剃头的这位奉献者呢，就自己私自留了一些 Srila Prabhupada 的剃下来的头发。
And then he asked the servant, why are you keeping it? And he said, oh, I'm saving it as remnants.
然后呢，沙爸爸就问这位奉献者，他说你为什么要把这个头发给留着呢？然后这位奉献者说呢，我要留着这些鲫鱼。
Then Prabhupada said, hair is muchi, it's dirty.
然后沙爸爸说这个头发是 muchi, 也就是说头发是脏的。
When the servant insisted that disciples worship it,Srila Prabhupada laughed and said, all right.
那然后呢当这个奉献者就他的仆人在崇拜他这个头发的时候呢Srila Prabhupada就笑了就说那好吧。
When Srila Prabhupada received gifts, he would often carry them for a while in his suitcase, and then he would personally give them away to the devotees.
当Srila Prabhupada他收到礼物的时候呢他会把这件礼物放在他自己的这个箱子里面放上一段时间然后呢他就会把这个礼物亲自的交给或者给予另外其他的奉献者
So the Prophet would often be given very valuable gifts
而且沙巴巴经常呢会被给予一些很值钱的礼物
And he would also give away gold rings And one time he gave his servant and his servant's wifeGold rings on the occasion of their marriage.
那比如说呢，他也会把像金戒指什么之类的送给别人。有一次呢，在他的这个仆人和仆人的妻子结婚的婚礼上，他就把金戒指送给了他们。
So the prophet would have watches, bead bags, and he would give them all away.
那沙巴巴他比如他有他的手表啊，还有他的念珠带呀。那他就会把这些全都派给别人。
He gave away everything little by little, and always he received more.
他呢总是就是一点点的把这都给别人，但是呢他总会得到越来越多的东西。
Whatever he gave away became, you know, charity for others, and his personal things he would always keep very few things.
那当他把这个东西给予了别人之后呢，这个东西就成为了授予这个就是得到这个东西的那个人的宝物。那然后这个沙巴巴自己呢也会留着一点他非常自己私人的东西。
Okay, so Prabhupada also liked to give prasadam from his hands, from his hand. You know, he would take from his plate. He would like to give people prasadam with his hands.
那沙拉帕帕呢也喜欢用他自己的手亲自的把普沙丹派给人家有的时候呢还愿意把自己盘子里的这个普沙丹用自己的手派给人家
And everybody liked to receive it
然后所有的人呢都愿意接受这样的普沙丹
It wasn't just food, it was like it was bhakti, he was giving the essence of devotional service
因为他所给予的并不仅仅是食物他给的实际上是 bhakti, 是奉爱是奉爱的服务
So Prabhupada gave out prasadam happily, but very calmly and without discrimination.
那么舒尔帕帕当他在派这个 prasadam 的时候呢，他是非常的开心的在派的，但是呢，他也非常的冷静，所以呢，他不会有任何的分辨心。
When he would give it to children, it would often be they would like the sweet taste of the like a cookie or something, and they always knew though that it was a special thing to get prasadam from Srila Prabhupada.
然后呢，这些孩子们得到 prasadam 的时候呢，Srila Prabhupada知道就是他们喜欢接受的是一些甜的东西，比如说是饼干呐什么的。而且这些孩子们他们也都知道，从Srila Prabhupada手中接过这个食物是一件非常特别的事情。
Women liked it because it was a rare chance they could come forward and put out their hand in front of Srila Prabhupada.
然后女子呢也非常的喜欢做这件事情，因为这样可以使他们就是伸着手这个来到Srila Prabhupada的这个面前，然后呢从Srila Prabhupada的手中接过prasadam。
They feel very satisfied and chaste at the same time.
那么与此同时，就是在这个女子在做这件事情的时候呢，她会心满意足，但与此同时呢，还会保持自己的贞洁。
And big leaders and sannyasis, they would come forward just like children, sometimes pushing each other just to get the mercy from Srila Prabhupada's hand.
那么这些大的领导者，这些 sannyasi 们，他们有的时候就会像孩子一样，你推我搡的。来到舍拉帕帕的面前，然后就想得到舍拉帕帕手中的食物。
But to Srila Prabhupada, it was very serious and important, and he would personally supervise to make sure there was always a big plate of prasadam to distribute.
但是舍拉帕帕他对这件事情呢是非常的这个严肃认真的，而且他总是要确保有特别大的一盘 prasadam 能够够他去派给每一个人。
And in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada wrote.He said that no Vedic sacrifice is complete without the distribution of prasadam.
那么舍拉帕帕在圣典普达瓦坛里面就讲到了，任何一个伟大的祭祀的活动，如果要是没有 prasadam 的派发的话，都应该是不完整的祭祀。
So Srila Prabhupada would say, "Come, take prasadam."
所以舍拉帕帕就会说，来，来拿 prasadam。
The fortunate devotee would come, he would put his hand forward, his head, you know, palm up, and Srila Prabhupada would touch him with a small piece of prasadam, and then the devotee would be very satisfied in his body and his mind and his soul.
那么这个非常幸运的这个奉献者呢，会这个双手手掌伸着伸到Srila Prabhupada的那个面前。然后呢，舍拉帕帕呢就会拿着一小块这个 prasadam， 然后放在他的手里面，并且同时呢还碰一下他的这个手。那这样的话就会使这个奉献者非常的心满意足的离开。然后这会儿呢，他的这个身体、心意和灵魂都得到了极大的满足。
And no guests could come to the Prabhupada's room without taking some prasadam from him. They couldn't leave. In other words, if you came to see Srila Prabhupada, he would always give them, even if the people were hostile towards him, Prabhupada would always make sure that they got prasadam.
Yeah. 就是任何一个人来到Srila Prabhupada的这个房间，即便是这个人是非常敌对的，无论他是处在怎么样一个状态，Srila Prabhupada都会给他一块prasadam，这样他才会离开这个房间。
Yeah.One time while traveling on a train in India, Prabhupada asked for some samosas.
那有一次呢，这个舍拉帕帕坐火车在印度旅行，然后呢，他就想要一些。
So the devotees purchased some outside.
然后奉献者呢就在外边买了一些 samosa.
So then one of the women began to arrange the food as prasadam for Srila Prabhupada.
那其中有一位女弟子呢，就为 Srila Prabhupada 的安排这个 prasadam。
In the presence of Srila Prabhupada, she stood up and she began to make a place for an offering. And she put down a cloth. She put Krishna's picture there. And she got a plate. And she began to do an offering.
然后呢，这个 you mean this disciple come to the room to do all of this preparation?
No. This is on the train. On the train, they went to purchase some samosa.So then when they got the samosa, then she put it on the plate, she put a picture of Krishna there, and she started, you know, ringing the bell and so on.
Yeah, 那么就是首先是这样的，就是他们在外面买了一些这个 samosa, 这首先是在车上，然后呢他们在这个站台上呢就买了一些这个 samosa, 买了 Somoza 以后呢，这个这位女奉献者呢，就开始在火车上就设起了一个神台，然后把这个照片也摆上了，然后把这个食物呢放到了这个盘子里面，然后呢就开始要进行供奉。
But before she could start, Srila Prabhupada stopped her.
但是呢，就在她要供奉之前呢，Srila Prabhupada就制止了她。
Because they were on the train, right?
Yes, 因为他们在火车上。
And then Prabhupada said, "This is not the way to offer things," he said, in front of all these people.
然后呢，因为他们在火车上和大堆人都在一起，然后呢，Srila Prabhupada就说呢，在这么多人的面前不能够供奉，这不是供奉的方式。
And then Srila Prabhupada quoted the Sanskrit verse.
那然后呢，Srila Prabhupada他就引述了一个梵文的诗节。
And he said that when something is purchased, even from a place which is not pure, it can still be offered to Krishna.
他就说呢，就是 you can offer to Krishna.
It can be offered to Krishna, even if it's from a place that is not pure.
Yeah, can be. OK. 那么就是说，从外面买的食物，即便是这个食物是从一个不是非常纯净的地方买的这个食物，依然也是可以供奉给 Krishna 的。
He also said that sometimes in an awkward circumstance, in a difficult circumstance, devotees may have to offer the food to Krishna mentally, as long as it's not some forbidden food.
然后呢，他还提到了，就有的时候如果是在一种就是不方便的这种情况下的话呢，奉献者他依然也可以用这个心意去供奉食物。
Just like sometimes on the airplane, the devotees may receive a vegetarian meal.
他说，比如说有的时候我们在这个飞机上，奉献者可能会接受的是一些素食的食物。
So in their mind, they can offer this to Guru Krishna and pray that the fleas be purified.
那然后呢，在心意里面呢，就可以把这个食物供奉给 Guru 和 Krishna， 请求他们能够去净化这个食物。
Of course, one should not make this a regular habit.
那当然。
Yeah.
但我们肯定不能够把这个当成一种常态。
One shouldn't use this as an excuse to always eat outside, and then offer it to Krishna and say, "Oh, it's prasadam."
那我们不能够把这个当成我们一个在外面去吃饭的一个理由，然后呢，在外面叫点了餐以后呢，就把它供奉给 Krishna， 然后就说啊，这是prasadam了。
One time when Srila Prabhupada was visiting Iran, Srila Prabhupada showed some similar flexibility according to time and place.
那么有一次呢，Srila Prabhupada他在伊朗拜访的时候呢，他也显现了就是根据时间和地点要做出的一些这个调整。
Srila Prabhupada's secretary noticed the devotees were keeping frozen vegetables.
然后这个 Krishna 的不是这个像
the devotees。The devotees had some frozen vegetables in the fridge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Srila Prabhupada 的这个仆人就注意到了这个奉献者们他们把这个把这些蔬菜呀给放在冰箱里面给冻着。
The secretary, Srila Prabhupada's secretary, told the devotees you should immediately throw them all out, and that he couldn't offer the guru anything that was not fresh, and if they did that.Then you know, Prabhupada would become very angry if he saw these frozen vegetables.
然后这个仆人就说你们一定要赶紧就把这些这个冻的这些食物给扔掉，因为呢，就是这些冻过的这些食物呢是不能够供奉给 Krishna 的。那如果是释迦牟尼看见你们这么做了以后呢，释迦牟尼肯定会很生气。
So, Nandarani Mataji, who was living there in Tehran.In Iran with her husband Dayananda, she became very distressed because she was using the frozen vegetables to cook for her preaching programs three nights a week.
那然后呢，这个 Nandarani Mataji 和她的丈夫 Dayananda Prabhu, right?
Yeah.
Dayananda Prabhu, 他们因为当时呢是在这个伊朗用这些冻了的这些食物来做普沙的，然后呢。给派出去，所以当他们听到这件事以后呢，他们就觉得非常的气馁。
So Srila Prabhupada asked her, "Why are you using frozen vegetables?"
那么 Srila Prabhupada 就问他，他说呢，你为什么要用冻过的蔬菜呢？
She said, "Because we have dinner parties and we have to feed people something, and these are our only preaching here. And if we don't if we don't feed them prasadam, then practically we don't do anything.
他说呢，因为我们在这儿呢晚上是有一些节目的，那我们这节目主要的这个做的这个事情呢，就是要给他们吃 prasadam。所以如果我们要是不再把这 prasadam 再派给他们的话，那我们这节目就没什么事做了。
That's all right, said Srila Prabhupada. You cannot get any other vegetables?
那沙巴说呢，这个没问题，可是你不能够弄到别的蔬菜吗？
No, Srila Prabhupada, nothing is available. Maybe we can give them some fresh potatoes.
嗯，然后马太吉就说呢，说沙巴吧，这什么都没有，那也许可能我们能够给他们一些新鲜的土豆。
That's all right, said Srila Prabhupada. Use frozen vegetables. It's part of our sankirtan.
那么沙巴吧说，那好，那就用的这个冻过的这个蔬菜吧。他说这个反正也是我们的这个 sankirtan 的一部分。
So Srila Prabhupada was. He was very practical, and according to the circumstance, he would make arrangements.
对，沙巴巴他其实是一个非常的实际的人，他会根据这个实际的情况去做一些安排。
So Prabhupada's principle was always somehow or other give people Krishna consciousness in some way or other.
那所以沙巴巴的这个原则呢，就是甭管用哪种方式，把 Krishna 知觉给予其他的人。
Yes, that was his main consideration, that people somehow became Krishna conscious.
那么这个呢，就是他主要要考虑的这个要点，人们无论如何应该得到 Krishna 知觉。
Yes, okay, this is another one, these are some recollections. So, according to the Bhagavatam, even the briefest association, the shortest association with a pure devotee, can bring one to the perfection of human life.
那我们要再讲下面的这一部分的这个搜集的这些内容，就是在《圣内伯达瓦塔》里面就讲到了一个人，哪怕和奉献者有片刻的这个联谊，也能够even get a very short association with a devotee, then will what will
it can become the perfection of his life.
那么他的生命能够达到完美。
In other words, it's not the amount of time that you spend with somebody, but the quality of the association that counts.
那换句话说呢，也就是说，我们在和别人待在一起的这个时间的这个数量并不是那么重要，重要的是我们和奉献者在一起待着的这个质量。
So for a person who got such a benediction, this moment was very special.
所以对于得到了这样的福祉的这些人来说呢，就这些片刻的一些瞬间都是非常的珍贵的。
So here are some stories from devotees who got very brief association, but for whom it was very special.
那么现在呢，给大家讲的这一系列故事呢，就是这些奉献者他们都得到了非常短暂的联谊，但是呢，都是非常的特别的联谊。
So Jaya Madhava Das.Was standing in a crowd of devotees while Srila Prabhupada was getting into a car.
那么当Srila Prabhupada要走进车里面的时候呢，加玛德瓦达斯和一大堆奉献者站在一起。
And he was, as he was, as this devotee was standing at the back of all the devotees, Srila Prabhupada looked at him.
那么因为他呢是站在一堆奉献者的后面的，虽然他站在后面，Srila Prabhupada还看了他一眼，看着他。
And he got the feeling that Srila Prabhupada was asking him, why are you wasting your time in this material world?
然后他就感觉到好像Srila Prabhupada在问他一个问题，就是你为什么要把你的时间浪费在这个物质世界里？
So this reciprocation had a very deep experience, a very sobering, you know, like a woke him up very much.
所以呢，就是这样的一种Srila Prabhupada跟他的这种回应。让他变得非常的清，就是冷静的去想着他，就是对他来说就是有很大的这种冲击。
Another devotee, Ranchor Das, had been practicing Krishna consciousness for a number of years.
那么还有另外一位奉献者是 Ranchor Das Prabhu, 他已经修习Krishna 知觉修习了好几年了。
So he received a personal exchange with his spiritual master in a. He asked a question in front of a big temple room full of people.
那他呢和他的灵性导师之间是有一些交流的。那么他在这个特别大的一个庙里面的活动的时候，当着很多人的面问了他的灵性导师一个问题。
So his question was, when you become initiated by the spiritual master, does he take all your karma?
那他的问题就是，当你被你的灵性导师启迪以后，他灵性导师是不是会拿走你所有的业报？
Even if you've performed sinful activities.
即便是你在从事罪恶的活动
，Does he take the suffering that you might have received because of those sinful activities？
那么他是不是把你由于从事了这些罪恶的活动而可能要去遭受的这些痛苦也都拿走了
？And Srila Prabhupada replied very heavily. He said, "You must simply become ruled. Ruled means like a king rules the subjects, right？"
嗯哼。
He says, you must simply become ruled by your spiritual master.
You must be simply become ruled to by your spiritual
master. No, ruled, R-U-R-L-E-D, to
yeah.
rule. You,
yeah.
must simply, you must simply, in other words, just simply obey the instructions of your spiritual master.
Okay. 那么这个舍尔爸爸当时呢就非常的这个严厉的回答他说呢，他说你要做的唯一的一件事情就是要去被你的灵性导师所管理，然后呢，要去听你的灵性导师的话。
So through all these different instructions, his books and so on, Srila Prabhupada constantly made the disciples aware of their eternal relationship with Guru and Krishna.
那么舍尔巴巴在他的这个书籍里面呢，在不断的展现的这个教导，就是他要让他的门徒们理解他和这个 Guru 和 Krishna 之间的永恒的关系。
So Srila Prabhupada replied, was asked one time by a disciple whether the Guru was within the heart of the disciple.
那么这个Srila Prabhupada 有一次呢就被人问了一个问题，就是说这个Guru 他是不是会在一位门徒的心里面？
And Srila Prabhupada's reply was, yes, if you let me enter.
然后舍尔帕帕的这个回答就是，是的，如果你要是允许我进入到你的心里面的话。
Okay, these are some other small stories.
可以再给大家讲一串小故事。
When Prabhupada was planning the layout of the temple in Mayapur, his disciples were also assisting.
那么当时爸爸他在这个准备 Mayapur 的这个庙里面的一些这个摆设的时候呢，他的仆人也在帮助他做这件事儿。
Where can we build a Vyasasan? One devotee asked.
那其中一位奉献者就问，他说我们在什么地方放 Vyas 的椅子？
Should we put it at the other end of the temple facing the deities?
那我们是不是应该把它放在这个庙的对，就是另外一边，让它看着神像？
Just like in Mayapur, you see the temple, the deities
yeah.
at one end, Prabhupada is at the other end, right?
Yeah. 就好像我们在这个 Mayapur 的这个庙堂里面所看到这个状态，就是神像是在一边，然后舍尔帕帕的这个座椅是在另外一边的。
So one devotee, another devotee objected, and he said, "Isn't that too far for you, Srila Prabhupada? Will you be able to see the deities from such a distance?"
然后呢，这个另外一位奉献者就反对说，舍尔帕帕，那如果这么放的话，是不是把您这椅子和神像放的太远了？您愿意从这么远的地方看神像吗？
Then Srila Prabhupada replied in a transcendental way. He said, there's no question of separation of distance between me and Krishna.
然后舍尔帕帕呢用非常超然的角度回答了这个问题。他说呢，这个距离是不可能分开我和 Krishna 的。
So the Vyasasan was placed at the other end of the temple for Sri Sri Radha Madhava, and Srila Prabhupada could see them very nicely.
Yeah, 那么所以说呢，这个舍尔帕帕的这个 Vyasasan 呢，就放到了这个Sri Sri Radha Madhava 的这个放的这一边的对面的那一边，然后舍尔帕帕在那边呢，可以很好的看见Sri Sri Radha Madhava。
Of course, this is not the same temple room that you see now. The temple room was the where the dioramas are now.
Oh.
The temple room that we have now was built much later. That was built in 1985.
Okay.
The temple room was, if you in Mayapur, have you ever been to see where the dioramas are?
I am not exactly sure.
Have you been there? I'm asking you.
I don't know.
Maybe. You don't know where the temple room was. The temple room was at the end, where the there's another room, and in that room there's all exhibitions of different pastimes of Krishna. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever been in that room?
Maybe not.
Yeah, that was the temple room before.
Okay. 那么就是我们现在在这个麦普所见到的这个神这个庙堂，跟现在刚才跑步讲的那个，就是那些奉献者的那个和沙帕卡的安排这个座椅的这个地方的那个庙堂是不是一个地方？因为我们现在看的那个呢，是1985年的时候建起来的。然后刚才跑步呢，他就讲了，就是现在在里面有一个就是展现 Krishna 的逍遥时光的那个房间，是当时他们所安排的那个神像房。
One day in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada had a morning darshan in his room.
那有一次呢，Srila Prabhupada 在一个清晨，然后呢 ，Srila Prabhupada 在 Vrindavan 的这个房间里面呢，给大家 darshan。
So some of the important devotees were missing.
那么有一些重要的奉献者没有到场。
And when he asked, "Where are they?" Some of the devotees said they were cleaning the temple.
然后就问及这些人在哪里的时候呢，有些奉献者就回答说呢，他们在打扫神像房。
So the Prabhupada was surprised.
然后 Srila Prabhupada 就觉得很惊讶。
He said, cleaning the temple? We can employ people to clean the temple, but one thing you cannot employ people to do is to preach.
他说呢，这个你在打扫这个庙堂，那么这个我们可以去雇一些人来打扫这个庙堂，但是呢，我们有一件事情我们是不能雇人去做的，就是我们不能雇人去传教。
So they should hear from me when I'm speaking. Otherwise, how will they learn how to preach?
那么所以说呢，就当我在讲话的时候呢，你就得来听我讲话，否则的话，他怎么能够学到怎么去传教呢？
Another one was a letter that somebody wrote to Srila Prabhupada.
那么现在要给大家念的呢，是有一个人给 Srila Prabhupada 写的信。
And he says, if you feel indebted to me, then you should preach vigorously like me.
那么如果你要是觉得对我有亏欠的话，那么你就应该像我一样充满激情的去传教。
That is the proper way to repay the spiritual master for his mercy.
那么这个呢，就是一个恰当的去回应灵性导师所给你的仁慈的方式。
Of course, you cannot repay the debt to the spiritual master, but the spiritual master is very pleased if you have such an attitude that you want to try to repay the spiritual master by preaching.
但是呢，你永远都不可能还清亏欠给灵性导师的债。但是呢，当灵性导师知道了你有这种心态想要去传教的时候呢，灵性导师也会感到非常的开心。
One time in Hawaii, Srila Prabhupada was discussing how to defeat the non-devotee arguments.
然后有一次呢，在夏威夷，Srila Prabhupada就在那儿探讨着怎么去回应非奉献者的论点。
He said, then Srila Prabhupada says, I know the art. In other words, Prabhupada said, I know how to defeat people. I know the art. He said, just like karate. You know what's karate? It's like kung fu.
Oh, okay.
So Prabhupada said, I know the art, just like kung fu.
Uh-huh. 那么Srila Prabhupada说呢，我知道怎么去应对这个非奉献者的争论，就是辩论的这个论点，那么就好像是武术的艺术一样。
He says, I know how to push on a person's weak spot until they die.
他说我知道我怎么去就是攻击这个人的这个软肋，迟早把他给打死。
I will find a weak spot in somebody's argument. And I will keep pushing. I will keep pushing that point until they die. In other words, until they give up.
Yeah. 那就比如说呢，就是当一个人在辩论的时候呢，我就能够找到这个人的辩论的这个论点的这个薄弱的这个环节。那然后呢，我就不断的去攻击这个薄弱的这个环节，直到这个人他放弃。
In other words, if you're having a discussion with somebody about some philosophical point.You find the weakest point in their argument, and you keep pushing that point, pushing it, because by that it will invalidate all the other points that they're making.
那么就好像是当你在跟一个人在这个谈论的时候，当一个人在跟你辩论的时候呢，你就找到这个人他在这个辩论的论点里面的一个非常薄弱的这个环节，然后呢，你就不断的去攻击这个薄弱的这个环节，直到就是把这个薄弱的这个环节呢给攻垮。那么当把这个薄弱的环节攻垮以后呢，这个人他所做出的其他的所有的论点也都会坍塌了。
Okay, do you want to hear some stories about lazy people?
大家想不想听一点关于懒人的故事？
Okay, there are two stories about lazy men, and then I'll finish.
Okay, 我们现在有两个懒人的故事，然后我们这节课就结束了。
Srila Prabhupada was annoyed when devotees in Vrindavan.Would walk in and out of his room and leave the door open behind them, letting in the flies. Because, you know, it's Vrindavan and there's flies outside, so they have a fly screen door, you know, to stop it. Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada was upset that devotees walk in and out and they would leave the door open and they'd let the flies come inside.
Yeah. 那么在 Vrindavan 的时候呢，这个 Srila Prabhupada 就特别不喜欢有一件事儿。这件事儿是什么呢？就是这个奉献者呢就会没完没了的在 Srila Prabhupada 的这个房间里面进进出出的，可是这进出以后呢，他这门呢就给他敞着，因为这个文达文有很多的蚊子，所以呢还会有一个这个门帘儿，这个门帘儿呢是为了挡这个苍蝇和蚊子的。但是呢，当你把这个门在把这个门给开着的时候呢，这个苍蝇就会不断的进来。
Then he said, "Why are you leaving the door open?" He yelled. It's like a disease.
那么然后舍爸爸就开始吼起来了，就说你为什么要把这门一直都这么让它怎么开着呢，就好像是这好像是个病一样。
And then he told the story.
然后就讲了故事。
An employer advertised for a job and he received many applications.
就是有一个这个关于工作的广告。
So based on these, he selected two men and they came for an interview.
Okay, you mean he hired the job, right? He sent the advertisement.
No, he was an employer. He wanted to employ some people. So many people applied, and then from those, he selected two people to come for the interview.
Srila Prabhupada want to employ people himself.
No. This is just a story he's telling.
Okay. 那这是一个故事啊，就是舍爸爸讲了一个这个故事。这个故事里面就说呢，就是有一个人呢，他要这个雇人，所以说呢，他就在众多人里面呢，就选了两个人。
So the employer, the first man came in the room and he left the door open behind him.
其中一个人他进来了以后呢，他就把这个门呢就开着，就没关上。
So he spoke with that man 15 minutes.And then he asked him, please wait outside.
然后呢他就和这个人呢谈了15分钟的时间，他就对这个人说呢，你现在在外边等着。
When the second man came in, he shut the door behind him.
那么当第二个人进来以后呢，他就进来了以后呢，就把这门就给关上了。
After speaking with him, the man also said, please wait outside. Then he called his secretary.
然后呢跟这个人讲完以后呢，他也会让这个人到外面去等着，然后呢他又把他的秘书叫了进来。
The first man I spoke to, he said, has all the qualifications.
然后呢，他就说这第一个人呢，他有所有的品质。
But I've decided to give the job to the second man.
但是呢，我决定把这个工作呢给这第二个人。
The secretary said, "Why is that?"
然后这个秘书就问为什么呀
？Because the first man left the door open.
他说因为这个第一个人呢是把门给敞着的。
He seems like a lazy fellow.
那他这个看起来是个懒人。
So the other man shut the door.
那么第二个人呢，是把门给关上了。
So he may not be so qualified, but he will learn quickly.
那就是他是就是把这门给撞上了，就是很大声的那种撞上了。所以说呢，就是他说呢，这个人也许可能他的品质不是特别的好，但是呢，他可能没有这个资格，但是呢，他会很快的学好。
I remember after reading this story for the first time,
那我还记得我第一次读完这个故事以后。
I always shut the door after myself wherever I go.
那然后呢，我就老记着把那门给关上。无论我走到哪儿，我都把门给关上。
After reading the story, I never wanted to be known as a lazy fellow, so I always make sure I close the door wherever I go.
所以说呢，因为当我读完这个故事以后呢，我就不想让给别人留下一个懒人的这个印象，所以呢，我就时刻记着，无论我走到哪儿，我都把门给关上。
Okay, one last story. In Rishikesh in 1977, Srila Prabhupada was staying with about 8 of his disciples in the house on the back, on the side of the Ganges.
那么1977年的时候，在这个瑞士凯诗，那么这个舍尔帕帕呢和八个奉献者住在恒河岸边。
Srila Prabhupada came into the one day. Srila Prabhupada came to the kitchen, and he was surprised to see the devotees had cut up a huge amount of vegetables for lunch.
那然后有一天呢，舍尔帕帕就来到了这个厨房里面，他就特别的惊讶的看到了这个奉献者切了很多蔬菜来准备午餐。
And he said to them, "You've cut up enough vegetables for 50 people."
然后呢，他就说呢，你们准备的这个蔬菜，就切的这些蔬菜，够50个人吃的。
So, saying to his disciples, "You have no common sense," Srila Prabhupada sat in the chair. And began to direct them in all details of cooking.
然后舍尔帕帕呢就觉得他们一点常识都没有，然后他就坐在这个椅子上开始呢去给他们指导关于做饭的所有的细节。
Then Srila Prabhupada personally cooked the chapatis.
然后呢，舍尔帕帕呢他就亲自的做了 chapati.
Then Srila Prabhupada said that only a lazy man cannot cook, and he told the story of some lazy men.
Only the lazy man can cook the...
No, he said only a lazy man cannot cook, doesn't know how to cook.
Oh, okay. And, 然后舍尔帕帕就说呢，只有懒人才不知道怎么做饭。
So all the ladies should take note here.
所以说呢，所有的女士们现在都应该在这注意一下。
Only lazy man cannot cook.
只有懒人不会做饭。
Because sometimes the ladies complain that their husbands always say, "You cook, you cook." But here Srila Prabhupada says, "Only lazy men cannot cook."
因为有的时候呢，这个家里的妻子可能就会抱怨丈夫没有做饭，不会做饭。那么这个舍尔帕帕在这里面说呢，就只有懒人才不会做饭。
So the men also allowed to cook if they, the women can cook 50% of the time. The men can cook 50% of the time.
所以说呢，这个男人也应该做饭。那么这个女士呢，可以做50%的饭，然后这个丈夫呢，也应该做50%的饭。
Okay, so then Srila Prabhupada told the story.
那然后呢，这是舍尔帕帕告诉这个故事，讲的这个故事。
So there was a king who announced all lazy men in the kingdom could come to his charity place, to his charity house and be fed.
那么就是有一个这个国王呢，他就去到了一个地方，然后呢就给了一些这个布施。
So hundreds of people came and they all said, "I'm a lazy person."
那么就是有100个人走上前来呢，说我是一个懒人。
Then the king told his minister to set fire to the house. When everybody was inside waiting for the meal, then the king said, "Okay, light a fire."
那么就是当所有的这些人进到这个房子里面准备要吃饭的时候呢，这个国王就对他的大臣说，现在我们把这个房子给点着了。
Everybody inside except two men immediately ran out of the burning building.
那么在这个房子里面的除了两个人之外，剩下其他人都立刻的从这个房子里面冲了出来。
So one of the two remaining men said to the other man, "My back is becoming very hot from this fire."
然后其中就是留在这个房子里面的两个人，其中的一个人对另外一个人说呢，说我现在我的这个背后啊，觉得这个火给烧得特别的热。
The other man said, "Just turn over to the other side."
那然后另外一个人说呢，他说你就这个 转向另外一边就好了。
So seeing these two men, the king said, "These are actually lazy men. Feed them."
那然后呢？这个国王就说，这俩人呢，他们是真的是懒人，所以呢，给他们吃饭吧。就这个国王他要去给这个懒人吃东西，所以呢，就肯定挑出这些懒人。
Okay, we'll finish there for today.
Yeah, 那我们今天的讲课呢就到这儿了。
Thank you very much, Sunny Kelly Mataji, for a nice translation.
Thank you very much, Kabul.
And thank you, Sati Mataji, for hosting.
Yeah, 非常感谢沙田妈给我们的这个主持。
And she's going to go off to Rathiatra.
Yeah, it's very fortunate.
I booked my ticket to come back, but I didn't book my ticket to go yet.
Ah, really?
Yeah. I was thinking of going. I may still go, but I haven't decided yet.
But you have a ticket back. Now, go there. That is a kind of interesting way of doing things.
Well, because I don't know if I have time when to go.
Okay. Well, anyway. Please go and bless for me.
Are you going also?
No, I won't. I'm not fortunate enough.
Okay.
So,
all right, thank you very much, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Any questions or comments from anybody?
Not really now, and also probably okay. A lot of time. Maybe next week, if there was somebody ask them to. Okay. So,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Prabhu. 那怀昆特之音服务原因聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。我们非常非常的感恩 Peter Raj Prabhu 我们今天的讲课的精彩的讲解，然后也非常谢谢 Sati Mataji 的为我们安排的这个好的评的评卡。然后如果大家有任何的对于这个讲课有任何的问题的话呢，请您提上来，那下一周呢请 Prabhu 为我们解答。Hare Krishna， 祝大家在 Krishna 知觉之中度过一个非常美妙的周二。Hare Krishna，
阿弥陀佛。